This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 826. Avoid being a cheapskate with today's Band 9 IELTS vocabulary.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of Band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Are you a spendthrift or a penny pincher? Money questions come up all the time on IELTS. So after today, you'll have the most impressive vocabulary that natives use to talk about our spending habits.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Hey, good. Yeah, I'm good. I am looking forward to January 2020 because as you guys are hearing this, it is January, right? But let me just tell you like where I'm at now mentally. Right now, I'm still paying off Christmas. Like December, if you do celebrate Christmas, December is an expensive month.
Yes. Oh, my heck. The last week, we tried to do a destination Christmas once where we were going to go on a cruise. And then we said, we'll just keep it super minimal, like no presents or maybe one tiny present. And so we bought the cruise and then we still ended up buying all these presents to go under the tree. It was crazy. Yeah. And this year, same thing. I end up, oh, and I'm excited to give them this and this will be fun. And we end up spending way more than we expect every year.
I love buying presents. I love getting presents. I love everything about presents, guys. You know, like the love languages, there was that book about love languages. Gifts and presents is definitely like one of my love languages. It's just like something I love doing with and for and, you know, other people. It's a thing. But I don't just like buy anything. I also try to like hunt for bargains when I'm doing Christmas shopping. And I do try and be frugal. Like I'm not a cheapskate. I don't get like the cheapest things out there because then they'll break and it's not a good present. But nonetheless, like I'll still look for discounts and deals. And like I search for way too long trying to find like the best price for something.
For sure. I love that you're using all of this good vocabulary. It's actually the vocabulary we're going to talk about today, right? About, yeah, being a bargain hunter, being thrifty and pinching your pennies. We have so many good expressions for you today.
So much.
Yes,
so I know, much,
I'm
you guys.
Excited. And it's funny because when I did my master's in TESOL, I was actually a bargain hunter with my education a little bit because there's a program called Teach for America, and there's one specific to New York City called the New York City Teaching Fellows. Hmm. And what they do is if you are accepted into this program, it's very rigorous. I had to do several interviews. They are super picky about the people they let in.
Awesome.
They just want the best teachers, basically. And if you get in, then they provide you with the education, your master's degree for free.
Wow.
And yes, in exchange for you teaching in a high needs inner city school. So I taught in the Bronx and I was able to do my master's degree at no expense. And I was paid to be a teacher. So it was this amazing program.
Amazing.
And the super good quality education. And it was everything about it was fantastic. But yeah, I was a little bit of a bargain hunter because I didn't want
to
go into debt.
I didn't want to
finish education with a bunch of debt. Yeah.
Well, and since you were accepted into the Teaching Fellows program, we know you're one of the best teachers.
Exactly,
I mean,
right?
Guys. Aubrey could be your personal teacher if you're in Three Keys IELTS. You know, in thinking about like wasting money, right? Like not researching and just spending money on whatever. I automatically think of when I was an examiner and I would see the same people every Saturday doing the exam. And after like the fifth time, the sixth time, the tenth time, in my mind, I'm like, how much money are you spending on this test?
Like, it's an expensive test.
You are not changing your scores from week to week. Like, you are always getting 5.5s and 6s. Like, just doing the test again and again does not improve your score. So sometimes we have to realize when we're wasting money and where our money should be invested, like in a solid, proven, guaranteed system like the Three Keys IELTS system.
Yeah, exactly. So if you guys want to sign up, which you should, go to allearsenglish.com/keys and get into Three Keys IELTS. Stop wasting money taking the exam over and over and over. Come take this program, get in it, and we guarantee your scores will go up. Right, Jessica?
Exactly, guys. Okay, so today, vocabulary about money attitudes. Before we get to the vocab, guys, I'm going to give you some examples of where you could use this on the test, all right? So in writing task 2, you could use today's phrases because you might be asked about money priorities, right? The shifting attitudes towards money and debt and personal finances or budgeting, for example. Those questions could also come up in speaking part 3. If people in your country experience a lot of debt or how people should learn to handle their money, right? Speaking part 1, it could be personal. Are you good at saving money or are you thrifty? Totally. That could definitely be a part 1 topic about you and your money. And part 2, you could be asked to speak for 2 minutes about a time when you wasted money or something you bought, which you didn't use, right? Like, these are real IELTS questions, guys, that I really asked on the exam to students. And I promise you, those guys did not get a 7 or higher because they did not have today's vocabulary.
Right. So we're going to give you some great words that can give you high scores, right? High scoring words for all of those sections on the test. So the first one I'm going to talk about is frugal. I love this word. It's a very positive word.
I think so too.
Yeah, it's like a badge of honor to be a frugal person. This means that you're not just wasting money on anything. You think about what you spend money on. You make sure that it's purposeful. You're not wasteful, right?
You're not wasteful, but not in a negative way, in a positive way. So much depends on context, you guys. Like, if I call someone frugal, that could be a compliment. But if I say they're a cheapskate, that's a negative judgment on them saving money. It's like they'll do anything to save money, right? Like, buy the cheapest thing, which is not great. Or maybe, like, I'll call someone a cheapskate if they don't leave a tip, or maybe they just tip a dollar at a restaurant, which never. I'm always like tipping at least 20%, probably close to 25%.
We tip really high because we don't drink alcohol. So we know the servers, as soon as we don't drink alcohol, but we intentionally tip really high, like as if we had a big bill of alcohol.
That is so thoughtful towards the service industry.
You know?
I worked in restaurants a long time to, you know, pay for college and all that stuff. And alcohol is the main way that servers make money and drive up that bill, so they make a bigger tip. That is very thoughtful of you.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and
so far, guys,
to be annoyed.
if you are careful with your money, right? We can say frugal. If you are too careful in a bad way, then you're a cheapskate or a penny pincher, which I think is a lovely phrase. Yeah. And another like positive phrase I would say is thrifty.
Yes, definitely, right? It's very similar to frugal. Like, you're just thoughtful about what you're spending money on. You're shopping sales, but you still might be generous with gifts that you give and things, but you're just you're not blowing your money on anything that you don't even need, right?
Exactly. Okay, let's see here. What are some other adjectives?
Stingy. I like bargain hunter, right?
Bargain hunter.
In Allers English, we had a couple episodes over there where we talked about being a bargain hunter, when to bargain, episodes 726 and 1209. Come back to the blog so that you can get the links for those. Because, yeah, it's a little tricky in certain cultures to know when you should bargain and is it okay to shop for bargains, or, you know, is it a positive thing or not?
That could come up in speaking part three, like when bargaining is allowed in your culture. I could totally see that on the IELTS exam. So positive, guys, just to summarize, positive, we have frugal, bargain hunter, right? Thrifty is also positive. On the negative side, we have cheapskate and penny pincher. We could also say that person is stingy or cheap or tight with their money. So all of those context, guys, the connotation is negative.
I have a really funny story really quick to tell about the only person that I would really call a cheapskate was just a friend of mine when I first got married. Her husband just really hated to spend money. But he wasn't thrifty or frugal. He really was a cheapskate. And there was this really funny thing that happened once. We were at a store and she wanted to buy some like candy to sneak into the movie we were going into.
I totally do that.
Oh, I do that too. And okay, maybe you would call me a cheapskate, but I am not spending that kind of money on what they charge for theater candy.
It's just ridiculous. Too much.
So, and he was like, no, you know, I don't want to buy that. And so she wasn't going to get it. And we went to check out and I said, if you want, I'll buy that for you. And she was like, oh, thanks. So she put it on there. We were married, so it was a little weird, but I was like, that's fine. So I was going to buy hers. And he, without saying a word, he took a candy bar and just set it with my things. Like I was going to buy it for him. It was kind of hilarious, and it ended up being a great story, but that's the perfect definition of a cheapskate, you know, like he's not even going to ask, oh, do you mind buying this? He's like, oh, no, just get away with anything you can, being just like stingy.
Yes. Oh, that's terrible. That's hilarious. I love that story. All right, guys. So coming up after the break, you will hear vocabulary about the opposite, right? Like, what do we call people that spend a lot of money? So stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back with that vocab. Hello, wonderful listeners. I know one thing for sure. The IELTS exam is expensive. So if you don't want to have to pay to take the exam so many times, prepare for the best, guys. We guarantee that the three-key system increases your IELTS score. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and join the Three Keys community. allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, guys, welcome back. Okay, so what would be the opposite? What about people that are not frugal and instead choose to spend tons of money all the time? What do we say for those people?
So there are also positives and negatives here. A very positive one is generous. Like if people are generous with their money, generous with their time, that's a very positive attribute for someone who maybe spends a lot of money on other people, right?
Yeah, totally. So generous is very positive, super great word for not just like spending money on other people, but also just giving things to other people.
Yeah.
Like not my, like what's mine is yours, you know, just like share whatever you have is also being generous. Something that could be either negative or positive, I think, is a big spender. I love this. So there's actually a song, Hey Big Spender. So if you call someone a big spender, it depends on the context again, right, guys? Mm-hmm. So if you think it's great that they're spending all this money, then it's fine. You could be like, oh my gosh, I am dating such a big spender. He just bought me 12 steaks. I don't know. Obviously, I don't date big spenders because I don't know how to follow that.
You don't even know what they would buy you. Send you some Omaha steaks.
So, okay, so that would be positive, right? If you think it's great, or you could be like,
like if you're teasing someone, right? If someone maybe bought the meal for everybody at a restaurant, you could be like, ooh, big spender, just kind of in a teasing way, right?
Totally. Yeah. Or another thing that I like to say is Mr. Moneybags. I say when I'm like making fun of someone, kind of. So like if James, right, he gets like $5 for allowance, and if he wants to spend all of it on candy or something like that, I was like, oh, all right, Mr. Moneybags, you just buy all the candy. So, guys, if you're describing people on the IELTS exam, which you have to do all the time in speaking part one, part two, and part three. These are such great phrases, right? You could be like, well, honestly, my dad is kind of a Mr. Moneybags. He pays for everything.
Right. And there's another great expression where you could say, money just burns a hole in his pocket, or money is burning a hole in his pocket. He just can't save money. He wants to spend it as quickly as possible. That one's a little bit more negative sometimes, right? True. If like someone can't save money.
Exactly. Yes. So that is the perfect context for that idiom. And it's also sometimes it could be like a very immediate sort of description of what's happening. So, for example, if you were in speaking part one and you traveled to that town to take the test, and one of the part one questions is like, do you live here, or what's your hometown, or something like that? You could be like, well, if you're taking the test in Portland, you could be like, well, Portland is not my hometown, and I actually brought a little bit of extra pocket money, and it is burning a hole in my pocket, and I want to go shopping right after the exam. Just to like try to communicate the fact that you want to shop right now. You could be like, I got $20 burning a hole in my pocket. Yes. Let's go shopping.
Exactly, right? There's another one that's a little bit negative, is the word spendthrift.
Yeah, if you call someone that's a spendthrift, very formal.
Mm-hmm, it is a little bit formal. I use this word, but you would never use it as a compliment, right? If that person's a spendthrift, it means they spend money carelessly. They spend money on things they don't need, or right? It's definitely a negative connotation.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. And guys, oh my gosh, that's a band 8, band 9 word right there, spendthrift. now, guys, something I want you to notice about today's conversation is how important context is when we're trying to use new vocabulary. All right, guys, because this is such a requirement when you guys are trying to raise your vocabulary score. So if you're in a class or you have a book and you're just memorizing lists of words, and you don't know when to use them, when they're appropriate, that is a waste of time, all right? That is just time and money wasted right there. So guys, make sure that when you're learning new vocabulary, that it's in a system that teaches you the context, all right? You need to see how it's used and have it explained to you, see models of it. So if you're in the three-key system, pay special attention to all of the model essays in the writing module, for example. There is so much amazing vocabulary in there, and you guys can see and hear how to use it correctly so you can use it on your own essays. So guys, context really matters for vocab.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah, if you feel like you're wasting time searching all of these YouTube sites and reading all these sites and you're not sure if it is exactly the information you need, we get into Three Keys IELTS. Jessica created these modules. She's got 14 years experience as an examiner. She and I both have master's degrees. We know what we're talking about. You know that the information you get with Three Keys is what you need in order to raise your scores on the exam. So get into Three Keys IELTS, allearsenglish.com/keys, and start saving time rather than wasting it.
Exactly. Do not be a cheapskate when it comes to IELTS, guys. Cheapskates get fives. That's the fact. All right, guys. All right, Aubrey, thank you so much for this awesome vocabulary today. This was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun chatting with you. See you next time, Jessica.
All right, cool. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.